You're listening to The Vitals, a monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncnursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. People are experiencing COVID fatigue and want to see their friends and family again. As more people get vaccinated, will they lessen their social distancing measures? Can this impact the oncology community? Emily Beard, an oncology nurse in Atlanta, Georgia, gave her take on these questions.
You received the COVID-19 vaccine, right?
I did. Yeah, I have the first dose, so I'm waiting on number two.
Okay, great. Now, has there been any kind of talk among your peers, other nurses, you know, if they're going to act differently or at an institution level, is anybody going to do anything differently now that people are starting to get vaccinated or maybe once everybody is vaccinated?
I think there is definitely a sigh of relief and kind of a feeling like, okay, we can kind of take a breath now. Sadly, in Georgia, our numbers are just going through the roof. And so we're really, we're really in the worst position we've been in so far. So from a patient care standpoint, I think there really is no feeling like we can back down because we're just seeing how many people are sick and just the numbers are just soaring. But I do think, I think there's this feeling of there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but I think for clinicians, it's probably still more of I think we're all still realistic that just getting the shot isn't protecting us completely. We still have to social distance. We still have to use our masks. And I will say our institution has really been vocal about that message, especially during vaccine distribution. They've sort of given us just know this is, this is just the beginning and we've got to get to a point where, we still have a lot of our staff to vaccinate. Our community numbers are still really low. In Georgia, they just started vaccinating 65 and older folks, and it's really slowly going. It's really, the rollout's been really patchy. And so, I'm just concerned. I think there was a lot of hope a month ago that this was going to just be a new day. I think we've just are kind of sobered by the reality of how bad COVID is right now. And also just how slowly this is going. So
as far as your patients go, does cancer preclude people from getting the vaccine, or are they further up on the list now because they have that comorbidity and might be at a higher risk?
So I think there's a lot of unknowns. I honestly don't think that there's clear data in terms of what patients should do. So it's very much a conversation, with the provider. Just in practice with patients that I've inquired for or talked to, the advice seems to be as long as they're not on active treatment and experiencing neutropenic conditions, they should be safe to get it and should get it because they're at risk just like anybody else that has a pre-existing condition. Again, definitely for the 65 and older group, I think the benefit of getting the vaccine outweighs the risk, but certainly for folks that, do have immunocompromised. I have a family member that's getting treated and the advice she was given was to go ahead and get it. She's over 65 and getting active treatment to go ahead and get it, but just to be mindful of the timing so that when she gets the vaccine, she's not at that very low immune, her neutropenic nadir is not, it's not at that time, that she's recovered her white blood cells and, is a little stronger in case she, in case she were to have a skin reaction or, some sort of reaction to the shot.
So that's a good point because I know that people are having reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine. As now an oncology nurse, if your patients are getting them, how do you kind of differentiate between this might be something from the vaccine versus this is an adverse event from the treatment that they're being given? And how does the patient differentiate? Do they just go to you with everything?
I mean, I think it's a good question. I don't think there's really clear answers. And I think, you know, like everything, I think we're just having to stay in close contact, you know, with the team that's treating the patient and encourage patients to, you know, report any symptoms that they have so they can kind of sort out what might be expected, you know, vaccine reaction versus, you know, something that might be related to treatment or, you know, something that might be a greater concern. Again, I think, you know, just depending on, I mean, so far in my experience, limited as it is, like, you know, the vast majority of people I've spoken to, colleagues and patients, have not had any, you know, adverse effects beyond just like the expected, you know, arm tenderness, maybe a headache, you know, something that is manageable. I don't know anybody that has required any additional medical attention. So, you know, I know that there are cases of that, but like my rule of thumb is always, you know, if something feels like it's a concern or is out of whack, you know, report to your provider and just have that conversation with them.
And as the vaccines come more into the community and now more patients and general public is getting vaccinated, is there a fear that the general public, people are going to start saying, I got the vaccine, I'm going to go and go to the bar or go to my friend's house and start loosening up? And if so, what kind of impact would that have on the oncology community?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a concern. And I do think we all need to just continue to, you know, redouble our efforts to, you know, make sure people understand that it's not, you know, a quick fix. I mean, I've even had friends say, oh, we're vaccinated. Let's, you know, let's go out to dinner, you know, and it's like, let's go maybe get takeout and sit on a patio outside. You know, it's like, it's, I think it's easy to want to kind of go back to, you know, normal, whatever that is. But, yeah, I think we just have to keep, you know, keep reminding and keep, you know, making sure that public health messaging is out there that, like, you know, it's going to take some time before, you know, we're really seeing the effects of this, you know, mass vaccination effort. So, yeah, I mean, I think patients, you know, my experience is that my cancer patient population is extremely careful and, you know, continuing to be, you know, staying home and just trying to be as, you know, as isolated as possible. But I think that there's this COVID fatigue that's real and people are really tired of being home and tired of doing Zoom meetings and tired of seeing friends and family, you know, virtually. And so, yeah, I mean, I do think that that is a concern. I would hope that, you know, we would continue to just try to encourage folks to continue the social distancing. I think the most important thing is, you know, mask, you know, hand washing, social distance, you know, not being around people indoors that, you know, are not your immediate relations. It's tough. It's really tough. I have kids. So our big thing right now is, you know, the school going back to school and our school district is reopening and, you know, it's a big debate and, you know, I think people are making those decisions for their own families. Good. You know, they're trying to make the best decision for them, but it's really hard and we're going to have to continue to mitigate this for, you know, months. I don't think there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's not that close. We're still a ways away.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.